Harper Audio presents Best of the Best by Tim Green. This is the author. For Alyssa, because you really are the best of the best. Chapter 1. A silent storm of moths, June bugs, and mosquitoes swarmed the powerful light high above Josh and his father. It was a hot, dark night. Heat radiated up from the blacktop surface of the batting cage, warming the bottoms of Josh's sneakers. The rest of the team had already gone home, but not Josh. Extra work was something he hungered for, especially under his father's trained eye. His father pointed to the knob on the pitching machine that controlled its speed and said, "I think you're ready for 90. Josh swallowed. 90 miles an hour was a fastball you might see in college or even the pros, and even though he stood nearly 6 feet tall, he was still just 12. He stepped back and tilted the brim of his batting helmet with a thumb. "That scare you?" his father asked. "It's okay if it does. It should."
"A little," Josh said, "'cause I won't see anything like it for 5 or 6 years.
"Oh, it might be a bit sooner than that," his father said. "I wouldn't do it if I didn't think you could handle it."
"Could you hit a 90-mile-an-hour ball when you were 12?" Josh asked.
"Me?" his father said, his eyebrows disappearing up under the blue shadow cast by the brim of his hat. "No, I was your size when I was 12, but I didn't have your skills. That's why we do this. I want to make sure you develop everything you've got. I want you to go further than me."
"You were a first-round pick," Josh said. His father waved an impatient hand and said,
"That doesn't mean anything. It's about the majors, and I never made it. Relax, I'm okay with it. I'm beginning to think I was cut out for coaching anyway. You, though, you can make it all the way."
"You really think so?" Josh asked, not for the first time.
"I know so," his father said. "Everyone who sees you knows you've got it. Now we have to bring it along. That's why I want you to try this. Think about it. If you can hit a pitch going 90, there isn't a pitcher you'll see for the rest of the year whose fastest ball won't look like it's coming at you in slow motion."
Josh nodded and tightened his grip and stepped up to the plate. When the first yellow rubber batting cage ball came at him, Josh didn't even swing. He'd grown used to seeing the pitch leave the machine, or a pitcher's hand, and being able to read the spin of the ball. This was something else. It was almost like he had blinked, even though he knew he hadn't. His father chuckled.
"It's okay. You'll get used to it. Watch a few first."
2 balls later, Josh clenched his teeth and readied his bat. Plunk went the machine, and the pitch came like a bullet. Josh swung and nicked it.
"That's it," his father said.
Josh got a decent piece of the next 2.
"Almost there, Josh," his father said, with real excitement ready to burst from his throat.
Josh felt the thrill of his father's praise, and the next ball he hammered, driving it past the pitching machine and into the back of the net.
"Excellent!" his father crowed.
Josh heard a delicate clapping and turned to see Jaden, one of his 2 best friends, sitting atop her 10-speed bike, balancing against the outside of the cage with 1 toe jammed into the space between 2 fence links. Josh gave her a smile and kept at it. It wasn't long before Josh was banging them steadily. When the bin of balls stood empty, Josh's father, a mountain of a man, crossed the space between them and hugged Josh tight.
"That's my boy," his father said, and Josh beamed. "All right, let me see 10 bunt steps.
"Dad," Josh said with a groan, "I just hit a 90-mile-an-hour fastball."
"Never forget your basics," his father said, extending the bat Josh had leaned against the fence. "You never know when you'll have to bunt. You've got to stay sharp, even with the small stuff."
"Can you at least pitch some balls at me?"
"Basics," his father said. "Footwork is the key."
Josh could only nod. He took the bat, stepped up to the plate, and executed the step he'd take across the plate if he were to bunt.
"Loosen your shoulders just a bit. You got to absorb the energy of the ball. That's it."
Finally, Josh finished.
"Good," his father said, grinning. "Now let's go get an ice cream. Jaden, how about you?"
"Thanks, Mr. LeBlanc," Jaden said, wiping her brow with the back of 1 hand. Josh stuffed his equipment into his bat bag and shouldered it before following his father out of the cage, where he froze in his tracks. Walking toward them from the parking lot was a woman who was pretty enough to be on TV. She had shoulder-length, glossy dark hair and pale blue eyes that sparkled at Josh's father.
"Hello," she said, holding out a hand that Josh's father took before kissing her cheek.
Josh's stomach clenched with the fear of a nightmare coming true. The woman glanced at him and said, "This must be your son, Josh."
Josh's father cleared his throat and said, "It is."
"So nice to finally meet you," the woman said, extending a hand that Josh reluctantly shook before watching the woman do the same thing to Jaden.
"Josh," his dad said, "this is Diane. She's the one who's been showing me all the new houses."
"Oh," Josh said, and he knew the hatred in his eyes must be burning like the flame from a welding torch.